This is Dr. Olivero dictating for January the 26th of 2023. The first patient is Mr. Doyle Lawrence. The last name is L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E. First name Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 75-year-old white male that is living in ALF, who has been referred to this practice because of the presence of anasarca. This patient is CKD stage 3A and has been treated with the administration of Bumex in combination with metolazone. Period. Whether or not this patient is following the recommendations regarding low sodium diet, 45 ounces of fluid in 24 hours, daily weight, and the use of the diuretics is unknown. This patient is supposed to take Bumex. One milligram twice a day, and they are given metolazone 2.5 milligrams daily. The patient continues to have fluid retention, but not as bad as before. As a consequence of the use of the diuretics, the patient is having hyponatremia in combination with a hypokalemia. And for that reason, I'm going to take the liberty of asking the staff to enforce the fluid restriction, the total caloric intake restriction, the sodium, in order to be able to decrease the amount of diuretic that we give to this patient, period. The latest laboratory workup that shows that the patient has a serum creatinine is like 1.1, a BUN of 38. The potassium is 3, and the sodium is 131 with an estimated GFR that is 84 mL per minute. Number two, the patient is subjected to polypharmacy. I went through the three-page list of medications and adjust most of the medications that were unnecessary. The patient was, as an example, the patient was taking Maralax in combination with cholestyramine. It doesn't make sense. So one canceled the other for the purposes of bowel movement, period. For that reason, I was very specific in the notes that I sent to the facility, the medications that he has to take. Following number, morbid obesity, the patient has a BMI of 46.5. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia on statins. Following number, BPH that is treated with the administration of tansulosin and finasteride. Following number, this patient has hypomagnesemia and hypokalemia that is associated to the administration of pantoprazole. Pantoprazole will be stopped. The supplementation of magnesium is going to be stopped, and the patient is going to be placed on famotidine 20 milligrams POVID. The patient has a vitamin D deficiency on supplementation, following number vitamin B12 deficiency, following number a history of nephrolithiasis that is not active. As a consequence of the heavy weight, the patient has severe osteoarthritis. The patient needs a lot of attention from the primary care. I think that the management has to be more specific and enforce whatever they will be able to enforce. I spend a lot of time with this patient, telling him what he has to do in order to improve the general condition. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I spend 30 minutes reviewing the lab, the referral, the list of the medications, one by one. It's 4 pages long. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.